you. And now let's welcome in Patrick Wright, who's been with us before, director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation. Some good news came late yesterday. Governor Rick Snyder has signed a bill that protects graduate student research assistants from forced unionization at the University of Michigan and at other campuses in the state. It's an issue that was being fought by Patrick Wright, and he joins us on the other end of our line. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Frank.
This is good news for you. I know we've covered it with you and with your client, one of the graduate research assistants, Melinda Day, who, when she was on the show, we had a very deep discussion about molecular, cellular, and developmental biology. I want you to know that. And
wow.
I held my own with her, too. No, just kidding. She was the one who led the charge here and went against this effort to unionize them.
Yeah, she was. She was the first person who came to us and sought to fight this. And then, of course, after the Michigan Employment Relations Commission said we didn't have people, we were able to get 300 more graduate students to come on board and try and fight this. So she was the first one out there, but we had significant support from a number of graduate student research assistants who didn't want their financial aid taken away as dues money.
Now, is this perhaps only a temporary victory, given that the public sector union movement in the state of Michigan has started this petition drive toward putting on the November ballot a proposal which would amend the Constitution and would give these kinds of bargaining rights to the graduate research assistants?
Well, I read the amendment, and it may or it may not. You still have the question of whether or not this is principally employment, but it could. And obviously we're going to be watching and trying to determine what the unions are up with that amendment. The thing that's the most scary about it is not for people like the research assistants. It's for the citizens of the state. There's billions of dollars annually that can be lost. We think that the 80-20 law, which requires most public employees to now pay 20% of their health care costs, just like most people in the private sector, that saves $1 billion a year annually. That's that alone. There's privatization. There's a number of other things, the emergency manager laws, which are helping some failed municipalities make their books straight. These are all things that are at risk. And then there's the stigma that would come with Michigan with having passed this amendment. Good luck getting any businesses from any other locations to come here if this thing passes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something to be watched closely as the year goes along. We'll see if they get enough petition signatures by July to get that on the ballot. Meantime, you've got to be doing victory laps over the speed with which this bill went through the legislature to the governor's signature yesterday.
Yeah, we were pleased that it came through so fast. There is a thing, however, that we think about, and that is, you know, these people definitely needed our help, but there's also some other folks out there that that are still having money taken away, and these are the people in the home health care issue, and that's $6 million a year from largely parents who are watching out after their own developmentally disabled children who are reached adult stage, and that still is ongoing. So when you compare the speed with which one made its way through the legislative process to the slow manner in which the other one has gone, there's reason to be heartened for the graduate assistants, and there's still reason to be to keep fighting because there's more that needs to be done.
Well, that other issue that you're mentioning, the home health assistance, there's a bill to end that whole practice, House Bill 4003. And as I understand it, it's being held up in a Senate committee that's chaired by Republican Roger Kahn, who got a large donation from the SEIU the day that the bill arrived at his committee.
Well, it has made it out of the committee it was in, but you are correct that we did a FOIA request to the Department of Community Health, and it came out that clearly Senator Kahn, who is the chair of the Appropriations Committee, a very powerful post in the Republican caucus, was doing everything he could to try and keep the fake employer, the Michigan Quality Community Care Council, an entity that was created largely just so that the public sector union would have something to bargain against. He was trying to keep that thing alive.
Yeah, but it is out of his committee now?
It wasn't his committee. It was Senator Jansen's committee. But it is out of committee. It's on the floor. We're hearing some rumblings that the Senate is moving on this issue. But, you know, we do have, I will say this, there's definitely some SEIU members that have a conscience, because we're hearing from a lot of people about this, and we're doing a lot of reporting.
All right, Patrick,
Capital Confidential.
Got to go to the news. Talk to you later. Patrick Wright from the Mackinac Center here on WJR Detroit.